Even after Wall Street imploded, freelance writer Stuart Miller thought he had dodged the bullet.
In September, October, when, you know, the meltdown was happening and John McCain was rushing back to Washington, I was thinking, wow, am I just immune to this? I was so busy. I had so much work, and it was great.
And then, at the end of October, Miller heard rumors of cutbacks at the Star-Ledger, New Jersey's biggest newspaper. Miller had been a regular contributor to the arts section, and he had a great relationship with the editor.
I called her up panicked, saying, what does this mean? She said, well, there might be a buyout.
Turned out the Star-Ledger was slashing its staff by nearly half, and Miller's editor did indeed take a buyout. The spigot was shutting off.
She'll be leaving at the end of the year. I don't know what's going to happen next. I suspect there'll be a lot of wire copy.
Miller says everywhere he turns now, assignments are drying up.
My editors are either saying we have no budget for this year, or we may have no budget next year, or they've been bought out and are losing their jobs.
And so Stuart Miller finds himself at a bar in the East Village drinking pink vodka and mingling with other unemployed and underemployed journalists. It's a holiday party for a new group, Ask Me.
Ask Me, the American Society of Can Media Elites.
Founder and president Aaron Gell. Gell started Ask Me just a few weeks after he was pink-slipped from the pop culture magazine Radar, where he was executive editor. Gell says Radar filled a niche by mocking celebrities and the magazines that fawn over them. But in October, Radar's funders saw an economic tsunami coming, and they pulled out their cash.
It's the usual story. They call you into the conference room.
So we walk in, there's all these weird fat guys in like leather trench coats.
Former Radar photo director Greg Gary.
And they were like, you know, you got to pack up your stuff and be out by 3 o'clock. I'm like, what? I have like, you know, 2.5 years of memories to pack up. It's fine, though, whatever. I've been through it before. You know, magazines close. It's never pretty. It's better when it's quick and painless.
All across the city, editors are cleaning out their offices, and photo directors are turning off light boxes. The media portal MediaBistro.com says new job listings are down 30% since September. The reason so many media outlets are shedding staff? As the economy has soured, companies have stopped buying advertising. Ads are the oxygen magazines and newspapers need to breathe, and so they're choking. Publicist Shauna Selden used to count Radar magazine as one of her clients. Now she's repping Ask Me pro bono.
I am so worried about my business and the economy.
9 years ago, when Selden started in PR, almost all of her clients were magazines. Today?
Now I actually have no print media outlets.
Ask Me founder Aaron Gell and the rest of his team know how to book a bar. They know how to get a liquor sponsor and snag a free publicist and make a great event. They just don't know what they're going to do next.
Do you think you'll work at a magazine again?
I'd like to. Maybe I'll work at Ask Me, the magazine.
Anyway, he's identified a growing market for it, unemployed journalists. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.